Welcome back to WCRB in concert with the Longy School of Music for the homecoming concerts of the Ames Totenberg Stradivarius with violinist Nathan Meltzer, recorded in Pickman Concert Hall. Before the program, I asked Jill, Nina, and Amy Totenberg if there was a piece or composer that instantly made them think of their father. Well, their answer? Almost immediately, all three of them said the Franck Sonata. And Nathan Meltzer was also particularly excited to play the Franck on this program. In fact, he described the piece as having a special meaning for the violin.
I view Franck as more of a meta-commentary on the life of the violin in general, because there's the old wives' tale of the story of the Franck Sonata as being depicting the life of a married couple. And so the first movement has this, the naivety, the juvenile excitement of, falling in love. So there's this kind of wondrous passion in that, and then the second movement quickly turns dark and broody and angsty and just kind of thunders through, and then the third movement is the post-stress kind of self-reflection that comes with the beginnings of old age, and then the last movement is kind of this joyous release of that tension. And so I like thinking of that piece as an allegory for life in general, but specifically with this instrument. We've heard copious compliments that he paid the instrument when he was playing on it, and he said that losing it was like losing a limb, so he had this very deep connection with this. So the first movement is his joy of playing the violin, and it gets stolen, and that's the second movement. It's angsty and tumultuous and what have you. And then, in his later years, learning to move on, live with different instruments, and then, hopefully this last movement being a kind of celebration of its return, with this beautiful, canonic, and overall joyous kind of mood.
So now we hear this sonata in the same way we hear this concert, a celebration of the journey this violin has taken, through happiness and tragedy, being reborn to play again. Nathan Meltzer and Jessica Zylina Osborne, César Franck's Violin Sonata on WCRB in Concert.
Thank you. Thank you.
César Franck's violin sonata, Jessica Zailina Osborne on the piano with Nathan Meltzer playing the Ames Totenberg violin. A particular favorite of Roman Totenberg himself, honoring his spirit during the Longy homecoming concerts in 2019. At the age of 19, Nathan Meltzer is already making a name for himself. Currently studying with Lee Lin and Itzhak Perlman at Juilliard, he's taken top prize at multiple international competitions and has performed across the globe. As another young musician that saw early success, Roman Totenberg was touring early in his own career when he first met Polish composer Karol Szymanowski. Totenberg became a lifelong supporter of the Polish composer's music, premiering works with the Boston Symphony and performing Szymanowski during his own 90th and 95th birthday concerts. And as Nathan points out, the next work on the concerts was a particular favorite.
This was a piece that Totenberg played throughout his career, and it was on his 95th birthday concert that he played at Longy. And at that concert, you know, he said that something along the lines of, this is one of the most poetic pieces of music that he's ever heard or ever played.
That work is The Fountains of Arethusa, one of the three myths for violin and piano by Karol Szymanowski. Flowing, bubbling water from the piano, providing a background for the violin to soar. Nathan Meltzer and Jessica Zailina Osborne, Karol Szymanowski's The Fountains of Arethusa on WCRB in Concerts.
Thank you.
Carl Jeminovsky's The Fountains of Arethusa. Violinist Nathan Meltzer and Jessica Zylina Osborne on WCRB In Concert. Totenberg moved to the U.S. from Poland in the 1930s, made Boston his home after a while, and Boston was thrilled to have him. He started as chair of the string department at Boston University in 1961 and served as the director at the Longy School of Music in the 70s and 80s. He died in Newton in 2012 at the age of 101, teaching even on his deathbed, with students flocking to his side to get in just one last lesson. Amy and Nina described coming to Boston for this concert and how special this community was to their father.
Very happy to be here in Boston. This is a community that really embraced my father. He embraced it and gave a great deal to this community. But you know, when you walk into the school and see people you recognize, and it lets you inhabit this world again in a way that also just it brings a lot of love and happiness to, I think, all of us.
It brings back also the, you know, he was 101 when he died. And although he was teaching on his deathbed, the last 2 years at least, he was pretty frail. And the way his former students and his colleagues, he was still teaching, but they would rally around. They would come and make a party at his house and, you know, play chamber music. And he would sometimes join in, and they would drink vodka together. And it was a sort of a mark of their love and respect for him. Not everybody does that. You know, they don't. And yes, he nurtured and taught hundreds and hundreds of students and professional musicians, too, who he helped. But he was paid back so many times over in this city by people who loved him back.
In this concert, we celebrate Roman Totenberg's incredible life as a musician and a teacher in his home of 50 years, Boston, ending the concert with a nod to his Polish heritage. Another favorite of Totenberg's, Henryk Wieniawski's Polonaise Brillante. Violinist Nathan Meltzer and pianist Jessica Zylina Osborne on WCRB In Concert.
Thank you.
Nathan Meltzer and Jessica Zylina Osborne ending this program with Henryk Wieniawski's Polonaise Brillante, giving a nod to Roman Totenberg's Polish legacy during the Łomży Homecoming Concert, celebrating the return of the Totenberg Ames Stradivarius. You can find program notes at classicalwcrb.org/inconcerts, which is also where you'll find this concert on demand after the broadcast. Nathan Meltzer and Jessica Zylina Osborne also gave us one more piece. Their encore was Manuel Ponce's Estrellita, or Little Star, something sweet and moving to wrap up an evening of celebration, emotion, and legacy. Ponce's Estrellita on WCRB in concert. Thank you. Manuel Ponce's Estrellita, Nathan Meltzer, and Jessica Zylina Osborne with the encore to this Longy homecoming concert, bringing the Ames-Totenberg Stradivarius back to Longy for the first time since it was stolen from there in 1980. Recorded during an evening celebrating Roman Totenberg's legacy and the bright future for the Ames-Totenberg Stradivarius. You can hear Nathan perform again at the Longy School of Music Monday, March 16th. That is their annual gala celebration, and he plays alongside Jorge Soto and Sistema side-by-side in an evening dedicated to composer Joan Tower. You can learn more about Longy's March 16th gala on their website. Just starts at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. This broadcast from the Longy School of Music is produced by me, Jesse Jacobs. Brian McCreath is executive producer, and our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ros. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.